Don't look now, but there's a fake white lamb standing next to an 1890s altar devoted to St. Agnes. That's just one of the works of art that's featured at the Church of St. Paul the Apostle. More than ever, New York City churches are being used as modern art galleries. Abby Fentress Swanson finds out how people are reacting to this shakeup in the church.
Midtown's Gothic Revival Church of St. Paul the Apostle is these days doubling as a modern art gallery. Inside sits a stuffed white lamb atop a pillar wrapped in astroturf and gold bunting. The lamb, which is a piece by the Brooklyn artist Laurie Merhidge, twists its head towards a 19th century devotional altar. Father Frank Sabate says his church bought the work because Merhidge and others are giving the church a fresh look at spirituality.
Through their art, through their passion, they are giving us new connections, new insights into the transcendent, into mystery.
In the past 5 years, Sabate, a Catholic priest for 30 years and an artist himself, has brought 60 emerging artists into the church. Shows that once brought 40 people in now draw hundreds. The crowd is young and diverse.
Many of them under 25 or so. Hipsters, we had artists, we had Catholics, we had angry ex-Catholics, we had Protestants, we had Buddhists, we had Hindus, and they hung out.
Dianel Mejia goes to church at St. Paul the Apostle. He likes the stuffed lamb beside the St. Agnes altar because it shows his church can keep up with the times.
A passion that it brings out in people to make new art and to continue to express their faiths in like artistic ways is a great way to show that it's not dead and that the faith is not dead.
Several churches in the city have flourishing modern art programs, including St. Paul the Apostle, the Episcopal Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine, and a Lutheran church in Midtown called St. Peter's. NIAC art history professor James Romaine says in the last decade, there's a growing interest in the intersection of modern art and faith.
You know, even since 9/11, there's been a lot more interest in issues of religion in contemporary life. And so contemporary art often reflects the ways in which contemporary life, you know, addresses certain issues.
A little bit further uptown near Columbia University, the Cathedral of St. John the Divine has an abstract show up called Stations by Gregory Botts. Reverend Thomas Miller says people can sit in the cathedral's main worship area while pondering the 14 stations of the cross.
As you go along from 1 around to 14, the blue square or rectangle changes its position on the canvas, and that in itself is a kind of pilgrimage.
That's not the only contemporary art the cathedral has on view. It's all over the church. There's a gleaming triptych by graffiti artist Keith Haring and a massive black walnut table on view by George Nakashima. Reverend Miller says some people don't know what to make of the abstract art in such an old, lofty cathedral. But St. John the Divine wants to show it all, ugly and beautiful art.
We almost make a point of looking sometimes to make sure that what is unlovely and unloved is included in this place.
Not all churchgoers are okay with the mix of modern and traditional art in their church. A parishioner of St. Paul the Apostle named Nora Cocheo is not a fan.
I think we need, brand new and breaking boundaries and all that, but it's appalling.
Saturday, the Church of St. Paul the Apostles puts up a new show of paintings by Alfons Borchewitz called Eastertide. St. Peter's has extended its show of red collages by Barbara Brocklebank. St. John the Divine is planning a contemporary art show this September that will include a 200-foot crocheted river and two massive sculpted phoenixes. Back at St. Paul the Apostle, Father Frank Sabate has heard that artists who show their work in church have been moved spiritually. But he's not trying to convert anyone.
Jesus said you plant seeds. But I really don't think that Jesus had a hidden agenda.
Sabate says it's not up to him. It's between the artists and their maker. For WMYC, I'm Abby Fentress Swanson.